You're listening to KEXP. You can find us at 90.3 FM in Seattle, streaming live around the world at kexp.org. I'm Cheryl Waters, very excited to be in the KEXP performance space with Wimps. Welcome.
Hello.
It's
like family time here.
I'm so happy to be here. It's so fun.
And great timing. You have a fantastic new record out on Kill Rock Stars called Garbage People, and you're going to be playing Bumbershoot.
I know. It's crazy. It's all a lot. Very exciting.
Speaking of a lot, you do play a lot, and I want to catch up and talk about all those live shows and about the new record. But why don't you kick us off with a couple songs from the new album, It's Wimps, songs from the new record, Garbage People, on KEXP.
All right, and this is our song, Garbage People, off of the album, Garbage People.
Please, garbage man, pick me up. I've been on the curb with all my stuff. I've been waiting.
Live in the KEXP studios, it's local band Wimps. They're going to be playing Bumbershoot on Friday, August 31st. Very excited to have them live in studio. And Rachel put her headphones back on, which she rocked right off. And they've got another song from Garbage People.
I can feel them like slowly falling off of my head. I was like, ah. All right. Here we go.
Now every day is such a drag. I know it's in my best interest, but why do I feel just as bad? Remember when I quit drinking? Now my night's never been so dark.
You're listening to Wimps live on KEXP. Matt Nice, Dave Ram, and Rachel Ratner making a lot of noise and always having a lot of fun. I follow you all on social media, and you seem to really enjoy each other. You also, I know you have day jobs, but you are also seem to be on the road all the time.
Our best.
How do you make that work?
Well, we all have jobs, and then we just save up all of our vacation time and sick time, and we mash it all together and then sneak in our tours and shows during then. So it actually probably seems like we're out more than we are. We probably have like 3 weeks of touring a year and then a bunch of weekends and stuff.
It does seem like you have a little parallel universe.
Yeah, we make it work, though. I mean, it's kind of a special thing to be able to do it. We feel very lucky, so we're doing it while we can, you know? People want to see us.
They do, and it's so fun to see you play live. Rachel, I want to just digress for a minute and talk about you. I have known you for a super long time. You're a DJ here at KEXP, and many people might not know that you started our volunteer program. You were our first coordinator, and now we have hundreds and hundreds of volunteers helping us out with thousands of hours. So thank you for getting that amazing project rolling. But as a staff member, we used to go out and see our buddy Rachel playing in bands. And boy, in your first band, you were so quiet and shy. You'd be hiding in the corner. And then, of course, your front man, Gary, couldn't have been more charismatic. But, you know, now you're out front and more or less the front person of this band and really bringing your all.
Thanks. It's definitely been a growing, you know, I've had to learn to be comfortable, like being on stage and singing and learning how to play guitar and everything. So it's been a slow progression, but it's awesome being in a band with friends and it makes it fun and easy. So, yeah.
So talk about this new record, Garbage People. You have been doing this for quite a few years with these great friends.
Yep.
And I know it feels like it's a very collaborative effort. Maybe as a singer, you might get the ball rolling. But talk about how these songs come together, and specifically for this album, now that you're several in.
Yeah, I think it kind of varies. A lot of times I'll have the original maybe idea for the song and like some maybe original like maybe early riffs, you know? So I'll kind of get the ball rolling, like you said, and then I bring it to practice. And Matt and Dave really are what kind of flesh it out and make it interesting. Like he adds all the different parts and the bass parts, and Dave adds the drums. And then this album specifically, we gave ourselves a lot more time to record it than we have in the past. We kind of recorded it over a couple weekends throughout the summer, and that allowed us to like listen back to stuff and practice and learn how to sing harmonies, which we've never done before. And I think that extra time made the album, I think, better because we were able to learn about and do arrangements and things like that.
Yeah, it's great to hear others singing on there. I feel like Dave, he has a song coming up
was
a tribute or a muse. Talk a little bit about that song. Is filled with a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. You have some heavier topics on this record as well. There's so many interviews about the band right now. I got to fit that into your schedule as well. But in one of them, I read that you had, you know, your songs can be very fun and very lighthearted. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of intelligent, you know, turns of phrase in there. And I read that you had some lighter ones, even though there is some lightness in this record, and certainly when you perform, there's a lot of fun, but that you felt like, man, with the turn of events, I don't really feel like I can be singing these songs and recording them now. So can you talk about where you went lyrically with this record?
Sure. I mean, we started writing the record about 1.5 years ago before the election, and we had a couple songs written, and some of them were kind of silly, and some of them were, I don't know, I felt like a little introspective and whiny after the fact. And then the like election happened, and then we were all like kind of devastated and taken by surprise. And then everything I think we had written previously felt like inappropriate to sing about. And so it wasn't like we set out to be more serious or make statements. It was just like what came out of us because of what we were dealing with and processing what was happening in the world and environmental issues and social issues and how that affected us. So obviously, we have a sense of humor, so we write songs about pizza and stuff too, if anything, to make it lighten it up a little bit and make it fun for us and for the people listening. But yeah, it's just kind of what we were dealing with in the moment, you know?
Well, like many great bands, and especially in the punk vein that you're in, just writing about what's going on for you and what you're feeling. And it definitely comes out in this record. What other fun things were you able to try beside those harmonies when you were able to step back and reflect and listen to some stuff and then go back and revisit those songs?
Because as you can see, we're a three-piece, so normally we're very stripped down. So being able to come back and spend more time in the studio, like Matt's been playing piano, so we were able to add some like keyboard and some piano. We have a friend, Gabby, who is in a band called Stickers and is in a band called Dragon and Tissue, and she was able to play some sax parts on it. We were able to add extra fun percussions. What else did we add? That's mainly it.
Moog.
Yeah, we added some Moog. So we just tried to play around with like
Rachel
what we had.
Played Moog in her old band, Part Man, Part Horse.
A little Moog solo. But yeah, it just gave us more time to like,
play. Very good at it.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you have a ton of shows on the way. What's kind of coming up in the maybe middle distant future for
the
band?
Well, tonight we're driving to Spokane. We're playing at the Bartlett. And then we're going to Missoula, playing a festival called Camp Days tomorrow. And then we're excited to be playing Bumbershoot. We've never played that before. So we'll be back here doing that. And then we've got a variety of shows coming up through the fall. You can go to thesewimps.com to see all of them. But yeah, we're just excited to tour the record and play as much as we can. And yeah.
And it's kind of funny to think that you're considered sort of the elder statespeople in the music scene now. You've been doing this for a long time.
It's true. Yeah, we've all between us been playing, you know, in bands since we were in our 20s, and we are no longer in our 20s. So we've been in a lot of bands. We know a lot of people, and it's cool to
from our 20s until our mid 20s.
So our mid 20s, which we are now.
So half a decade has flown by. Well, it is so fun that we've all grown up together, and I always love coming out to your shows. They're super fun, and so happy that you're here today. The new album called Garbage People, and we're gonna play the Ode today. Well, actually, I'm a pizza purist. Too, Dave. Oh, only cheese for me.
That's good to know. I feel a little weird about it sometimes.
Yeah, just your guns.
I like the things that go on top of pizza, just not on top of pizza. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I get it. Yeah.
Here's OPP. It's Wimps live on KEXP.
Once again, I know it's wrong, it feels so right. I'm gonna do something bad tonight. I got other people's pizza in my mind. I want other people's pizza all of the time. Got other people's pizza, tastes so good. Want other people's pizza, only if it's cheese. Only if it's cheese. Saturday night, 4 a.m. I've got that hungry feeling again. No, it's wrong, it's alright. I've gotta do something bad tonight. I got other people's pizza in my mind. Want other people's pizza all of the time. Got other people's pizza, tastes so good. Want other people's pizza, only if it's cheap. If it's cheese.
Now, darling, I won't seem like a phony, but skip the pepperoni. I'm a simple man. I just want no pineapple, no hammer. I tried to call you on the phone, so I saw you eating that calzone. I got one wish, baby, please.
Give it that extra
cheese. Other people's pizza in my mind. Other people's pizza. All of the time, got other people's pizza. Tastes so good, want other people's pizza. Like it should, want other people's pizza. It's got a crime, want other people's pizza. Tastes so fine, want other people's pizza. It's what I need, want other people's pizza. Only if it's cheese.
Thank you.
Thank you.
right, thank you very much. We're Wimps is our last song. Thanks for having us, KEXP.
Prospects are looking grim. No chance of sleeping again, oh no. Insomnia. Awake a thousand years. No chance of sleeping here, oh no. Insomnia. Oh no. Insomnia. I can't get comfortable.
It's Wimps live on KEXP, the new album Garbage People out on Kill Rockstars Records. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us, Cheryl. It's been so fun. Really, really honored to be here, so thank you.
Super fun. And if you're in Spokane, go out and see them tonight at the Bartlett and tomorrow at Camp Days Music Fest. Boy, that's a lot of driving. Have you shared the driving?
Sometimes. Matt likes to do most of the driving in the daytime, and Dave likes to do most of the driving in the nighttime.
Interesting.
And I like to enjoy their driving.
Yes, I'd be with you there. Good for you. Well, have fun. We'll see you at Bummer Shoot on Friday, August 31st. That's next Friday.
Oh,
my goodness. Where is 2019 going? Wait.
I was just thinking that. What year is this?
That just summarized my
life
right there.
Where are
we? That's funny. Thank you so much. It's so great to see you.
Thank you.
You're listening to KEXP Seattle.